We're on the air.
Back.
Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break with Sip and Jay, brought to you by Gaina Trucking. On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Once again, you can call or text 402-464-5685. Watch and comment. Facebook, Twitch, YouTube, and Twitter. The show sponsored by Gaina Trucking. We'll get to Jeff Brohm and Purdue in a second.
Big news there. I mean, there's big news. Louisville, we got to talk about that whole situation.
We're going to. Yeah. Give me a second. We had Jason. Jason patiently waited through the break, and I'm sure this is regarding a comparison of Deion Sanders to Matt Rhule. Because Matt, by the way, yesterday, Deion Sanders hired Sean Lewis, the Kent State head coach, to be his offensive coordinator. You got a head coach, you go be a coordinator at a Pac-12 school. It's pretty big. He's a good offensive coordinator, or he's got a good offense. Jason KC, you're on Early Break. Go ahead, man.
Hey, Jake. Sip. You nailed it, Jake. That's kind of the comparison I'm going here.
Okay.
We had the energy. We had the energy at the presser. I mean, it was like the President of the United States was coming, and Matt hit a home run in his presser. And similar to Deion the other day, hit a home run. Players are coming to Boulder, but we're not getting that feedback from Lincoln. I mean, I need this preacher out of him, and I'd love to have these guys coming to us and not having deflections, you know. We say it's part of the thing, but the excitement of Matt Rhule, the recruiting ability, it's time to put on that charm, that preacher charm, and reel him in like he reeled in the fans the other day. And I hope it happens with the players that we actually recruit, because, like I said, I was part of that 50,000 scanned tickets for Wisconsin. So people are, you know, they're a little gun-shy right now, what's going on. And like I said, I hopefully we can get the energy back, because we need to beat Minnesota if we want a migration out there in Boulder and take Deion's first game and take him down, because we've been through a lot of ups and downs, and I'm hoping, Matt can bring the energy, because right now things are kind of up and down with the recruiting. But if he can bring on that charm and that preacher's mentality that we got at the press conference, I think everybody will feel good. The one last comment that I, you know, wanted to talk about was these conference title games. I just not a big fan of them. It's like we're not teaching these kids anything. You know, you lose, you still win. So it's like I think we just need to expand this national title playoff and just get going, because these teams that are losing, starting back last year with Georgia losing and still getting in there, it doesn't teach the kids anything.
Thank you, Jason. Okay, three things. Three things. Number one, regarding Matt Rhule, patience. He just got hired. The portal just opened up yesterday. Calm the hell down, Jason. And Blister, I know
Jason,
people
it's
want.
Okay. It's okay, Jason.
I hope he gets. Calm down. Calm down. Rome was not built in a day. I hate that analogy, that cliche, but it's true.
Had to do
trust Matt Rhule. Matt Rhule is touring the state right now. He's trying to get right with the local high school players. I'm sure that he's going to figure things out in recruiting. We're going to have some news here soon. But just calm down. I know you want all this avalanche of news right now, but just deep breath. It just happened. He just got hired last Monday.
I'm with you on
okay?
that. Yes.
Calm down.
Yes.
Calm down.
Okay. What else? Conference title games, Jake. We should have that discussion at length at another time.
Okay.
I heard a national show on the Ticket on Saturday, and it was a very good, spirited discussion about conference title games, the pros and cons. I don't know exactly. I mean, I know pretty much where I come down on it, but I don't want to. I think we should talk about it at length some other time. What else did you think from Jason?
I forgot the second. I had three things. Yeah, because I got the first thing: calm down, Matt Rhule. On Matt, and then yeah,
what about something on Prime.
No.
Okay. Was it? Let's just move on then.
I had a third one.
All right. Well, it'll come back to
maybe.
You.
It probably won't. It's
okay.
Gone.
Here's what I was struck by last night. Now just keep me in check here if I'm if my initial reaction is incorrect. My initial reaction to Cincinnati's hire of Scott Satterfield is, what the hell are you doing?
I agree.
Do you? What am I missing here?
Here is the deal. Before the season, he was going to be on a hot seat at Louisville, right? And he didn't have a great year. They were okay.
His record, Scott Satterfield, who was hired by Cincy.
That's right.
To replace Luke Fickell. His record at Louisville was 25-24. His record in the ACC was 15-18. Why'd Cincy go pluck Satterfield?
There's a lot of options for that job.
He did a great job at Appalachian State,
right.
Did Satterfield.
And people would say, well, that sounds like a similar record to Matt Rhule. It was different how that happened, though, right?
Yeah.
Like, he didn't inherit a Baylor team that was sorts of, you know, full of all sorts of issues with post Art Briles.
Well, how about, like, people wanting to close the program down,
right,
to Baylor?
Right.
Okay.
So, yeah, but Cincinnati could have had a lot of great – I mean, they could have had a lot of great candidates. 2 years ago, they were in the playoff. Last year, they were a playoff team. They're going to the Big 12, and that's the best guy you can pluck away
for that job? 7-5 this season. He was – so his record at Louisville, 8-5 in year one, good. Music City Bowl. 4-7 in the second year at Louisville. 6-7 in the third. 7-5 in the fourth. He's gone to Cincy, which is a pretty good job at this point going into the Big 12, replacing Luke Fickell, who had a 700 winning percentage.
Yep. I think if you're a Cincy fan.
Try 760 winning percentage.
I think if you're a Cincinnati fan, you are very, very discouraged by this hire.
Well, and the guys that I see that are being speculated. Okay, I want you to tell me this. Okay, I was reading the Louisville newspaper. And these are the names being speculated. You tell me where Will Stein is right now.
I've never heard of Will Stein.
He's the co-OC, QB's coach at UTSA.
Okay. For
now,
Jeff Traylor.
Former player at Louisville.
I've never heard of Will Stein.
Former Louisville player.
Got it.
Okay. David Ragone.
Dave Ragone was a good quarterback, left-handed quarterback for Louisville back in the 2000s.
Yes.
I remember that name. Where's he at now?
Atlanta Falcons OC.
Okay.
Atlanta Falcons OC. You know who else turned up on the list?
I would assume Jeff Brohm.
Yes. That's the big one.
Well,
we'll get to that.
Okay.
Matt Entz, North Dakota State.
Gotcha.
You know who else ended up on the list? How about our old friend Lance?
Lance Leipold.
Would Lance move from Kansas to Louisville?
I don't think so.
Would that be a step up?
No. No.
I don't think so. It would just be pretty lateral, right?
That would not be a step up. I mean, the expectations are probably ridiculous at Louisville. They've had good football in the past.
I don't think they're ridiculous.
You don't think they are? No, okay, no. Who's are higher than Kansas or Louisville for football expectations?
Louisville.
Right.
But that doesn't mean they're high expectations. They're not.
They're higher.
Higher.
They're higher.
Yeah, they're higher than
one of the most beleaguered programs
in college football
in
the last 25 years.
I'll say this.
Years.
I'd be shocked. Who never gets shot, I'd be stunned if Lance Leipold went to Louisville.
Yeah, I was surprised to see him on this list.
Stunned.
They got to do better than Will Stein at Louisville. Dave Ragone, maybe you could talk me into that.
He's a legend there.
Matt Entz.
Matt Entz, you know, anybody from North Dakota State, that winning culture, man.
Brohm.
Now, doesn't it start and end with Brohm again?
Yes.
You say, what's it going to take? We got this phony list. We know it's one. It's one guy. It's one person. You give me five names.
Brohm.
It's one.
Brohm from Louisville. Brohm started at Louisville. Brohm loves the city. Now, Brohm, you know, 4 years ago was in play, and he said, look, I want to show some loyalty to Purdue. That was 4 years ago. Now he's completed 6 years. He's shown loyalty. So now is this the time?
It's a weird time because in terms of the jobs, if I were to tell you Purdue versus Louisville with no connections to the programs, not knowing that Jeff Brohm is from Louisville, wouldn't you say that's a lateral move at best or a step down to go from Purdue to Louisville? If you were just looking at this, not knowing any ties of that coach,
not a step down
to that place,
not a step down.
It's at the best a lateral. There's no way it's a step up. There's no way that Louisville is a step up from Purdue. No way. You cannot convince me of that.
Okay.
And you won't.
I mean, Purdue, it wasn't that long ago when Hazel had him literally like 2-31 in the Big Ten.
I understand. That was a bad coach, bad era.
But now, they did have Tiller, too, which balanced Joe. Tiller balances out that conversation.
I mean, Purdue's in the conference, it's adding USC and UCLA.
Right.
That's an absolute power in college football. And they just won their division this year.
What will Brohm do? What will Brohm do?
Don't you expect him to leave?
Not necessarily. But if you stuck a gun to my head, a 44 to my temple.
I'm not gonna do that.
I would. Josh is scared.
Don't put that,
Josh.
Up.
Don't be scared.
It's the second day you're freaking having me threaten your life over here.
You stuck a 44 to my temple. I would say yes. I think he'll go. And you said you got to get this right, or else.
Yeah.
I'd say yeah, he'll go.
Then the question would be, who does Purdue go after? Who does Purdue want?
A good question.
Because here, how about this take? This is from Greg in Indianapolis, who's closer to Purdue than we are.
Yes, okay? We need this. We need some insight.
Living in – this is going to shock you. Mm-hmm. Shocked me.
Okay. Wow.
Greg in Indy says, living in Indianapolis, I can tell you a lot of Purdue fans do not like Brohm's offense. They want a strong run game. His offense fits much better in Louisville.
Interesting.
He just won the division, Purdue fans.
So, Joel Klatt on the broadcast of the Big Ten championship game on Fox the other night described Purdue's approach on offense as creative with toughness. I thought that was
but
true.
I like that.
Yeah, I know.
Isn't that desirable?
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Don't you want, hey, Iowa, wouldn't you want a creative offense that's also tough?
Don't you see that fit? Don't you think that fits? Brohm is really creative with his offense. Did you, for instance, see the fake flea flicker?
I missed that one.
So that Devin Mockabee.
Oh, no, I did see that. Yeah. Yeah, that was crazy.
And Klatt said himself, I've never seen that. Now, think about Joel Klatt. Yeah. Think about Joel Klatt, how many games he's seen.
Yeah.
How many practices he's been part of.
Flicker.
How many games he's played in, practiced in, broadcast. Fake flea flicker, and it worked.
Yep. That was beautiful. That was cool.
Yeah.
That was cool.
You saw it.
I saw it. So, yeah, we're going to learn here soon if Jeff Brohm makes the leap to Louisville, and if he does, who takes his place at Purdue. But
I have no idea.
It's an important hire to get right if you're Purdue because the Big Ten's getting tougher. You just won your division. Yeah. You can't mess this up.
Yeah, you got to go get it.
You got some momentum here.
Don't go get
screw it up
good.
If Brohm leaves.
You got to go get somebody really good.
The Brohmance will continue at Louisville.
Oh, great.
For me.
That's wonderful to hear.
It's going to happen. It's going to happen.
What are we talking about next?
Song of the day, and your favorite NFL quarterback got cut yesterday.
Oh, Baker.
I think Sip's going to love this next
segment.
No,
I don't. Okay.
On early break on the ticket.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.